His eyes ran over the area a little more and saw something glint through the scrub. He picked it up. It was a rowel from a spur. "This looked familiar?" He handed it to Kat. She examined it and shrugged. "It's just a spur. Could be anybody's." Her fist struck her knee. "Or it might be Dad's. I forgot. One of his rowels was missing. We didn't notice it till we got back to town and didn't figure it was worth looking for."
"Then that might be your father's."
"Might. But what was he doing up here?"
"Is there a road or path that leads up here?"
"Sure." Kat pointed to the curve of the trail. "You can ride a horse up it, too." She peered into his face. "Just what are you driving at?"
"It's hard to say now," Laredo replied slowly. "But if he was up here, and that rowel suggests he was, he may have fallen, or might have been shoved from here."
"Shoved?" Kat exclaimed. "You think my pa was murdered?"
"I don't know," Laredo said, "but it's possible."
"But why?"
"Why is Larson or somebody trying to drive you out of business? Seems to me if we solve one question, we'll answer the other."
They stood up and Laredo looked at the trail Kat had pointed out, leading from the road up to this point. There was another trail that branched off of it into some trees, where it seemed to continue.
"Where does that lead?"
"That? Oh, there's a clearing and an old shack a little ways into the wood. It's been there since Methuselah's time, I reckon."
"I doubt that, but I get the idea. Let's have a look."
They climbed down from the rocks, which was a bit harder than climbing up, and took to the trail. The scent of pine blessed their nostrils from both sides, and soon they found the clearing. It looked like there had once been more land cleared, but at some time, decades before, it had been abandoned, and started to grow back up again, encroaching on whatever space had once surrounded the little shack that bravely stood in its center. They were boards, planed and measured, but now gray and twisted with dry rot and decay, peeling away from the frame beneath. Whoever put this together knew what he was doing. Too bad nobody else could enjoy it now. It needed some work for sure, but it might be worth it. Laredo went up to the door, which hung on by one rusty hinge. He rapped once. Kat laughed. "You don't think anybody really lives here?" Laredo shrugged.
"You never know. And it's always good to be polite and don't barge in on folks."
He gingerly opened the door, and somehow it maintained its tenuous hold on its one hinge. They stepped in. The inside was almost as dilapidated as the outside, though the furniture hadn't rotted as badly as the outer walls. It was a one-room affair with a cot in the corner, a table, a chair, and a potbelly stove. Mold emitted its effluvium to the closed atmosphere. There was a coffee pot on the stove that didn't look as rusty as it should, and a few plates with nothing worse than a chip or three. Laredo grunted when he saw the shelves, stocked with canned goods. He took a couple off the shelf. None had collected much dust.
"Somebody's been living here," Kat said.
"Yeah, or at least staying once in a while. Wonder who?"
"Might just be some trapper or drifter. Probably out in the woods hunting right now."
"Maybe,"
Laredo said. He looked the place over again.
"Well, whoever he is, we don't want him finding us here."
"You think he might be Larson?"
Kat rested her hand on her gun.
Laredo shook his head. "No, he'd be somewhere with the rest of the gang. Only room for one in this hole."
They left the place as they had found it and followed the trail out of the woods to the rocks and down where their horses waited.
"No use telling Stokes what we've seen," Laredo said.
"No," Kat agreed. "He wouldn't do nothing about it anyway."
As they untied their horses, Laredo said,
"Thanks for taking me out here, Kat. I know it was probably hard."
"Kinda. But you showed me things I didn't see. And it makes me think on my pa's death a little different now."
"Don't know if that's good or bad."
Kat grinned a little as she mounted.
"It's good. And thanks."
She frowned.
"Things are starting to come together a little."
"Yeah," Laredo agreed as he eased up in the saddle. "I was thinking the same thing."
He mused a moment.
"Though that shack brings up some questions of its own, don't it?"
He clucked to his horse, and the two rode back the way they came.